USA Radio News.
The Trump administration is putting a 25% tariff on steel and a 10% tariff on aluminum to Canada, Mexico, and the European Union. Now, the European Union has immediately said they would impose countermeasures in response to the United States' actions. As for China, Republican Congressman Sean Duffy says they're not out of the woods quite yet.
We were hoping that China would take some good faith efforts to reduce some of their barriers, to make commitments in regard to the stealing of intellectual property. They haven't gone far enough, and so I think the president's going to keep the steel and aluminum tariffs on the table.
The union, representing thousands of Las Vegas casino workers, estimated that MGM and Caesars could lose more than $10 million a day if housekeepers, cooks, and others go on strike starting Friday. Las Vegas Mayor Carolyn Goodman was asked if she believes a strike will happen.
I think it will settle. I'm not quite sure on the numbers because, of course, I haven't been included in them.
That audio there courtesy of Fox News. This is USA Radio News.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today. At 65 plus Medicare, our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government assistance programs, and save you money. Call now.
800-635-6303. 800-635-6303. 800-635-6303. That's 800-635-6303.
Not all benefits listed may be available on all plans or a single benefit package. Enrollment in the described plan type may be limited to certain times of the year unless you qualify for a special enrollment period. No obligation to enroll.
The nation's unemployment lines got a little shorter last week. With more from Washington, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The Labor Department says 221,000 Americans filed first-time jobless claims last week. That's 13,000 fewer than the previous week. Most experts were expecting the number to come in at about 224,000 or about 3,000 more than it did. The biggest increases in claims were in Pennsylvania, California, and Michigan. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Comedian Jim Carrey took to social media earlier this week to bash President Trump and the NFL over the latest controversy surrounding the league and the national anthem. Meanwhile, former baseball player Johnny Damon is no fan of the protests. He explains why.
My dad served the country, and I feel like that was the wrong message. And hopefully, you know, we can all come together and figure this out. You're making a lot of money in America. I believe you should stand for the flag. I think you should represent the flag.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo wrapped up his meetings with the top North Korean official earlier today. The secretary then addressed the media and talks about the progress that was made.
Our two countries face a pivotal moment in our relationship in which it could be nothing short of tragic to let this opportunity go to waste. In my conversations with Chairman Kim Jong-un of Pyongyang, and today with Vice Chairman Kim Jong-chol, I've been very clear that President Trump and the United States' objective is very consistent and well-known: the complete, verifiable, and irreversible denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. President Trump has also made it clear that if Kim Jong-un denuclearizes, there is a brighter path for North Korea. We envision a strong, connected, and secure, prosperous North Korea that maintains its cultural heritage but is integrated into the community of nations. We think that, working together, the people of the United States and North Korea can create a future defined by friendship and collaboration. We sincerely hope that Chairman Kim Jong-un shares this positive vision for the future. We expect both leaders to enter the summit in Singapore that proceeds with their eyes wide open and with a clear understanding of the possibilities for the future. If these talks are successful, it will truly be historic. It will take bold leadership from Chairman Kim Jong-un if we are able to seize this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to change the course for the world. President Trump and I believe Chairman Kim is the kind of leader who can make those kinds of decisions, and that in the coming weeks and months, we will have the opportunity to test whether or not this is the case.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.